There is a beautiful exhibition of the paintings of Will Harmuth on view in Connections Gallery, 213 Northampton Street in downtown Easton Square. The art of Will Harmuth is on view now, and there will be a reception for the exhibition this Saturday, July 1st, from 7 to 10 p.m. This is Musings. I'm Ken Michael. Will's work, vigorous strokes and poetic view of paint, a painter with academic background, growing in this new way, fast and moving perceptions.
So they have that to begin with, but then you go, hey, that's a new way of looking at it, and I'm wondering where that came from.
I'd like to know, too. Actually, I was painting in a very traditional format for a very long time. Oh. After a while, I just said, you know, this art is looking like other people. It doesn't feel like me. Maybe it's about time I explore a new way to find a way that tells my story. When people see my artwork, they see me and not someone else. It took a lot of work to go through that. I decided to paint the ordinary things that I see every day that other people probably are missing. I see them and I want to bring them to new light so people could see them also. Now it's sort of my narrative of my story is coming through. So I think that has much more impact because maybe these are things that people see themselves every day, but they sort of glance over it or pass it by. And here I'm highlighting an intimate conversation, maybe a small space in a home where we live, or maybe just someplace on the street that you walk by and see every day that people say, that can't be artwork.
What you've done is you bring back into sight things that we would ordinarily go past and wouldn't quite see it. You, again, give them something that's very important, and it's partially because of the neat construction that you put them through, but it's also your palette of color. But with so much of them, it's showing off old things and going in a new way and going, yeah, but take a look at this again. And you show that in a nice way that really pulls you into the painting where you go, well, yeah, that's kind of interesting.
If we put five artists together and we all walk the same path all day long, we would all see different things because we're actually different people. So we bring our own humanity to the subject. We bring our own thoughts to react to a picture. Maybe I meet someone or we're at a show and I see a friend of mine discussing a topic or something. That's something that's important to me or something that I can feel right away. I can have empathy towards that subject. So when I'm doing the painting, I can bring all that back to the painting itself. So I take the experience and then I had that experience creating the painting. And also at the same time, I'm trying to bring who I am into that artwork. I switch the way that I mix paint and the way that I use colors. I transform that, and it makes it much more easy for me to just go about the business of painting and taking what's inside and putting it onto the canvas or onto the board, either way.
And I guess because you find these interesting people that you know, or it gives you a nice place to start from and putting them together and making a construction in the space that then, while you're painting the thing, but then it also makes it nice for the people that they catch a little bit of that afterward.
In my earlier work, I wouldn't put people in a scene because I was painting more naturalistic or scenes of nature. And when you introduce a figure into a scene of nature, that adds a whole other dynamic to it. Who is this person? What do they do? Where do they live? How do they dress? How well did the artist render the face or the hands or the figure? Does it look natural? Just adds a whole plethora of other notions into the work that I was not interested in. Now transitioning, I'm adding the figure in, and most of the figures that I'm putting into the work are people I know or I see. So I have an understanding of where they come from, what they do, who they are. It makes it much easier for me to put how I react to them into the work and into the scene. So it's interesting. People say, oh, I really love that you're putting figures into your work, but I'm very cautious how I put the figure into the work because I want it to be like a moment that is just come upon and that it's not a posed event. It's something that's very natural and lets you look at other people and other things the same way. Let's take a look at people. They're humans. They have lives. We have our own, but maybe that doesn't seem interesting to you, but I try to see what I grab from it and I try to put that down on paper.
This one over here is very exciting because you get pulled into the scene because he's obviously very excited about his scene and what he's talking about. Pulling you into conversation with him, and this does the same thing.
That's his artwork. Yeah. as him being the curator of music, art, and dance, Veronica was singing with each one of the different pieces of artwork. I think for the artist, a very emotional experience. And then we put it out for the public to see. We got to see how emotional the artwork that we create when we see other artists and other people reacting to our work. It takes us from being just our artists in the studio. So even though it's on the wall, we kind of like to watch from side how people are reacting to that. We don't want to really be right involved in that process, but we do like to see that process.
The painter Will Harmuth. The exhibition Square, The Art of Will, is on view in Connections Gallery, 213 North Hampton Street in downtown Easton. The reception for the show is this Saturday, July 1st, from 7 to 10 p.m. This is Musings. I'm Ken Michael, and you're tuned to WDIY.